Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and we are here talking with Christina Liu and my co-host, Otto Loos, in reference to some of the stuff that's going on around the town. And Otto had a success story that we was just going to share before the break.
I had a success story. I have a success story. Last week, there was a huge hole. I live in New Hyde Park, and there was a huge hole that was in the middle of the street. Doesn't matter what the address is, but I did see a big hole, and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm. So finally I decided I was going to take a picture of the pothole and send it online to 311.
Oh, great.
So yeah. I did that about 5:30 at night. The next morning, about 8 o'clock, I went past that pothole, and it was already filled in.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow. So I guess they knew who you were. They knew that you were a Project Independence ambassador,
I think.
He was an ambassador. He was an ambassador. And he's a hot ambassador.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean,
yeah.
They were getting ready for
that's
him.
Right.
But I was very impressed.
Oh, wow.
And
that's great.
Actually
that's
wanted
amazing.
To thank whoever
yeah.
would be involved with that. I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
That's a thank you to Judy Bosworth.
Yeah. And the buildings
and then
or
the,
whoever
it's,
the
highways
is
department.
That fixes. But the way it works online, 311, to digress for a second, is they have like a drop-down list that gives you all kinds of options, and potholes happens to be one of them.
Okay.
So you fill out, they ask you a few questions, you know, the corner, where it is, and so on. And do you have an attachment or a picture?
Yeah, I think that's so great that you're able to
and
do the attachments.
Great.
Yeah,
it worked great because the next morning I go past there and it's already filled in.
That's great.
So
we'd like to hear that.
What amazes me with these potholes is, 2 weeks ago the snow started or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. And
the amount of potholes that are all over the place already.
Yeah.
And I'm talking good, the service road between New Hyde Park and Great. I mean, it's amazing that if you go into one, the car shakes.
Major potholes.
Oh.
But you know what we're lucky in the town of North Hempstead, though, is that you do have a 311 that you can call and report these things. I mean, I unfortunately don't live in the town of North Hempstead, so I don't have the luxury of calling a 311. I have to call the department itself, and you know, I'm lucky if I get a call back. So, I'm not going to say where I live.
And who was that who said that?
But, I mean, I just think that's another amazing thing about, you know, the town of North Hempstead that they provide. So, it's good. We like to hear those success stories.
No, that one, that's a big one. And then, but the only thing is, and I know you have to cover them because people are going to go into them. And I'm saying, but you cover them now, a couple more weeks of snow, they could be ripped out again.
Right.
I mean, it's a shame from a money point of view. It was my house. I'm saying I'm going to wait until this winter's over before I fix it.
Yeah.
Of course, you can't do that in a municipality
right.
because car wheels, et cetera, that could be damaged. I'll never understand how it happens that you can ever fix these things once and have like a 5 or 10 year duration because when I come off my road onto Northern Boulevard every year, it's a mess. Same spot, it's a mess every year.
Well, a suggestion for anybody really is to if you can do it, like maybe in Northern Boulevard, you can't take a picture that easily without getting run over.
Right.
You know, we don't recommend that.
But you don't have to have a picture.
Right.
But you can go online and just put in there 311 that there's a whole series of dangerous potholes. And you might get a shot. It might get fixed.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it does.
So point being, you know, if you proactively try to lead them to where the potholes are, because the people who fix potholes don't ride around looking for potholes.
Yeah, well, and that's what they always say. You know, it's you're in the community. You see what's going on.
Right.
And it ties into, you know, our mobility manager, Shari. Actually, she has this pedestrian safety committee, and people actually have told her, oh, you know, there's potholes here, there's that. And she, you know, they also report, you know, where lights are needed, where walkways need to be repainted. So it's like I said, like she, you know, you're in the community and she is able to connect it to whoever, you know, is the power that be that handle that. So
if you have a complaint, bring it up. And
That's
it might get fixed.
Well, when Shari was on, which I've repeated, that was, you know, one of our golden nuggets. When Shari was on talking about pushing the button at the crosswalk, and I always thought it was just one waste of time. I was like, you know, they're going to do what they do when, you know, they're not going to change every time you put the button, but it gives you that, whatever,
it allots you time.
Extra
if you don't press, if you don't press that button, you're not getting the full allotted amount of time, which is, I mean, that's what I always took. The first time I ever heard that presentation, I was like, oh my God, you know, that's what the button's for. You know, it's like, you really, you just think, oh, okay, like, it's just, if I don't press it, I don't press it. But, you know, if you need that, you want to get that
for a senior, you do, because obviously,
course,
you know,
be
you're not jogging across, and unfortunately, the discourteousness of many drivers, you can see the ladies working her way across. You could slow down. You don't have to try to get ahead of her. I mean, and then startle the person, or, lady or man, whoever it
or
is.
Or blow your horn.
It's just, really, you know, it's... There comes a point at certain places that it's give them a break. Now, yeah, sometimes people just walk out, but it's still give them the courtesy. It's just
there's two sides to that. No, you know, occasionally, seniors unfortunately do develop an attitude that I'm a senior, and you know I can do just about whatever I want. I can be rude. I can do whatever. Mm. That's not the case. You have to use common sense and still treat people with respect.
Yeah.
And in a case like that, you're basically treating the drivers with respect about the fact that, hey, look, they're driving a car.
That's what it is. It goes both ways, you know, the driver and the pedestrian. So it's definitely something to think about.
And then just drive-wise, which I have noticed the last week or two, it's amazing. You know, because of the snow on the side of the roads, just go a little slower. And people don't. I mean, it's like, I don't want to let you get out of your driveway, so I'm just going to keep going, even though... It's normally one turn. Now you make two or three because there's snow piled up all around you. It's just, there's a level of, I don't remember where I read it years ago. It makes no difference what book, but how people can use their car as their alter ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so a negative side comes out with this road rage. And it was a whole thing about road rage. And it's like, almost like we were talking earlier with Dan in reference to texting and emails, the car gives you power. My unconscious wants to say I'm in charge and I got to cut you off or beat the horn to make you feel, you know.
Yeah, Shari actually did a seminar about that.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Right, about the road rage and, you know, being stressed while driving. And, you know, it just, and so she actually did a whole presentation on that and, you know, how to, you know, be careful and work your way around that.
Well, talking driving, one of the things that I notice, and I, when the newsletter comes up the next time, I'm going to bring this topic up, is people have a feeling that the turn signal lever on your car is sort of like an optional item to use.
Yeah.
Like it's really there, but I really don't have to use it. Well, you do have to use it, you know? And I read a study that was done, and they said that more than half the people don't use turn signals. And one of the reasons they don't use them is they don't think they're important. And then the other second reason was they said they admitted they're too lazy to use them.
Oh, it's very stressful lifting up your hand and flapping that thing down.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of effort.
It takes a lot of effort. Right. But why is that such a big deal?
Yeah.
I mean, it really does help avoid accidents.
Of course.
People to be able to anticipate that you are going to make a left turn or a right turn, or you're going to change lanes, or, you know, why not do that?
Right, now I agree.
What's the big deal?
It's something that's in your control. You know, there's so many things out there that you can't control while you're driving, and that's one thing that you personally
you can
control.
Keep the road safe.
Exactly. Especially in this weather out there, because, I mean, forget it. You don't even know what's going on half the time.
No. Now is the time. A little bit of extra courteousness, if that's the word, and safety. It just benefits everybody. There's no question about it.
That's right. If you have any complaints, you call 311 and Shari will take care of them.
But don't call about people who don't use their turn signals.
That's right. Then we'll send Otto after that.
You send me out there.
But I actually think
you're not going to get a ticket, by the way.
That's right.
Because they don't give tickets for that. This is just a matter of common courtesy.
That's right. So just remember to do that.
For the other drivers on the road.
That's right. Remember it. But speaking of, you know, obviously we were saying all the great things the town North Hempstead provides, but the supervisor actually met with the town supervisor, Kate Murray of Hempstead, and the Oyster Bay town supervisor, John Vendito. And I thought it was interesting that Tuesday they all met and Judy shared different things covered in our state of the town, and they're trying to all work together for how to lower taxes on Long Island. So that was interesting that they all had this meeting. So, I mean, that's just, you know, just positive. Hopefully, you know, it benefits every township. I just thought it was cool that they're all like, trying to collaborate and do this. So.
Right. It is important. I can't speak about years past because I wasn't as involved. But even going back to the casino thing, Judy was involved with Kate Murray. And even Mangano was involved.
Right. There's just like a lot of collaboration going on lately.
Yeah, it just seems.
Yeah.
Vendetto wouldn't have been involved in that Oyster Bay. But, I mean.
Yeah.
Things only work when people work together.
Right.
So every little
area
and
we all live
here,
on Long Island, you know. So, and I think, you know, the town does have some great initiatives that I know that we've met with different townships who wanted to learn, you know, how to recreate Project Independence in other places. So, I mean, I think it's great. Listen, it's all good stuff.
Actually, it was in the paper this week, too. Now, you probably will give the official title. We're designated off
the ARP, yeah. We actually, it's been in the works for a while, and our director of community relations, Claudia, really has been, this has been like her baby trying to get.
Okay.
So we partner with ARP, and ARP gives these designations, the age-friendly communities. And actually, we're the first one on the island to, as a town, to have this. And it's just great because it just shows, you know, all the wonderful initiatives that we have taken, especially with Project Independence. And it's more so than just, you know, it's great for seniors, obviously, but it's more so for the community because it's a lot of safety issues. So in future construction, there'll be, you know, considerations made on, you know, walkways, all kinds of things. I mean, it's the list goes on and on. And in order to keep this designation from ARP, you have to abide by and do certain upgrades and changes. So it's really, I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it only makes our collaboration with ARP even stronger, which is
And the thing is, exciting. ARP is a major name.
Right, of course.
So it's
course.
Not some designation yeah, right. from some made-up organization.
Right. Well, yeah, there's really a lot of publications, and I can't remember the detail at the moment, to be frank about it, but there are publications that have indicated that the town of North Hempstead is one of the top areas in the country
yes,
for
right.
seniors to live.
It's been ranked on
a
lot
of
it's
because
amazing.
One
yeah.
of the not one there are other reasons, but mm-hmm. one of the reasons is Project Independence.
Of course, I mean it's just
and the,
amazing,
and the, just the general mm-hmm. health support that you have around here.
Right.
We're going to be wrapping up now. Again, everything flies by. I want to thank Dan, who's not only the director. Today, he has been the engineer and has gotten us information off the computer as we needed it. And because Dan is here, we have to thank Janine for taking over the ship out there, making sure everything's running smoothly. Otto and Christina, it's always a pleasure. Next week, I'm not going to be here. Rebecca Miller will be hosting the show with David Linden. And there'll be two special guests on, and that's basically it. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP.org.